God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours in Christ Jesus, delivered to you daily by the Holy Spirit. Now, the text for our message this morning is the Old Testament lesson with this addition. I'm not exactly sure why those who designed the pericopes for every Sunday left this off its international committee. I'm not sure why they stopped short of creating a balanced picture, but here's what you'll find in verses 15 through 16. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For with fire and with his sword, the Lord will execute judgment upon all men, and many will be those slain by the Lord. So far, the text. You may be seated. Have you ever thought of God as a homemaker? Have you ever thought of God as a home wrecker? Well, in the span of a couple of verses, Isaiah pictures God as both homemaker and home wrecker. More to the point, he pictures God as both a comforting mother and a fierce warrior. Now, the tendency of a lot of people is to latch on to one of those two pictures to the exclusion of the other. For some people, God is like that tolerant grandparent for whom anything goes. For others, he is the one who can wipe that silly smile off your face with a glow of his fierce eyes. As far as God is concerned, either anything goes with him, or for him, the word fun is like a curse word. Now, those people who think they've got some Bible knowledge want to explain this seeming contradiction this way. Well, you know, in the Old Testament, God is pictured as that cosmic thunderer, you know, from Mount Sinai and everything. In the New Testament, he's more like a fluffy marshmallow. But that doesn't make sense out of what Isaiah pictures here, that at the very same time, God is both loving mom and Attila the Hun. Isaiah is speaking to a people who are caught up in despair. God had promised them, your exile is not going to last forever. It will come to an end. But the end hadn't come yet. God promised them a remnant is going to return and live in the New Jerusalem, but that hadn't happened yet. Is God going to deliver on the goods, or is he not? Where is it? To address their impatience and frustration, God asks, can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? In our day, God might address those anxious people by saying, was Rome built in a day? Do I bring to the moment of birth and then not give delivery? In other words, is God like that hypothetical builder that Jesus tells in the parable who rushes headlong into the project and doesn't stop to count the cost, and in the end, it's only half done and he doesn't have the ability to finish what he starts? Is that what our God is like? And of course, the answer is not on your life. For those who trust God's promises, God is the comforting mother, the homemaker. Jesus himself promised his disciples, I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you also might be. And in the book of Revelation, John sees fulfilled what that looks like that Isaiah prophesied. I saw the new Jerusalem descending from heaven from God. So rest assured, the homemaker, the comforting mother, will deliver the goods. As a mother comforts her child, so God is going to comfort his people by giving them a precious and eternal home, which itself will bring them comfort. Now, if you've seen any of those photos of the refugees leaving Ukraine, if you've seen any of those pictures with their homes and apartments in rubble, you can easily understand what the comfort is when you are promised an eternal home that will not be disturbed by evil or by any other force. The security which a child feels held in its mother's arms, nursed at her breast, that's the kind of comfort and security God is going to provide because He is the homemaker. Eternal peace, unfathomable wealth, the absence of anything or anyone who would induce fear or bring hurt, that's what awaits God's people in the New Jerusalem. No need for security cameras. No need for those cute doorbells that take photos and videos of those who are standing there wanting to get in. No need for fear that there's going to be a rise in crime because the district attorneys are not doing their job. No need to fear that you're going to be attacked because the police force is demoralized or defunded. There's not going to be any brownouts or blackouts because somebody has not paid attention to the size of the electrical grid we need. God is going to be its light. In fact, it's going to be like a time that some of you remembers and sometimes talk about, saying, remember the day when you could leave your doors unlocked at night? Remember when you didn't have to worry about your car being taken in the day and you had to lock the doors? You could keep the windows rolled down even in decent climate. Now, to us, we're facing some difficult challenges brought on by inflation that's eating up our purchasing power, brought on by a volatile stock market that is ruining a number of 401ks, by the price of a tank of gas that rivals that of some precious metals. To all that, this brings a sense of hope. This brings a sense of comfort. Now, some are going to tell us, just wait till the 2022 midterms. Then you're going to see a change. Then things are going to get back the way they ought to be. Or others will say, wait till the presidential election in 2024. Whereas right now, 85% of the country thinks we're heading the wrong direction. You just wait. Then things are going to change and we'll get right back on course. Maybe. The foolish of Isaiah's time thought they could avert disaster by political agreements and political compromises. But their plans did not bring the security that they hoped that they could achieve for themselves. But what God promises can be counted upon. It's a sure thing. How do you know? Because like a wise homemaker, God did first count the cost before He started. And of course, the cost was too much for any of us to bear. So He took upon Himself that cost and delivered up His own Son into death for us. The righteous for the unrighteous, the obedient for the disobedient, the holy for the unholy, the divine taking into Himself our humanity with all of its limitations that the divine does not experience, limitations placed by time, by age, by hunger, by thirst. These He willingly took upon Himself because He loves you and me just that much. And His last words from the cross, "It is finished," sealed your redemption and your future. Now maybe you're thinking, but wait a minute, Reverend. You said that God is both homemaker and homewrecker. What's that all about? Well, what that all is all about is God's justice. While God's love and mercy extend to any and to all who gladly receive the promise of eternal life which His Son earned for them, His justice extends to those who have rejected His offer and His sacrifice. His fury will extend to His foes, Isaiah says. The Lord will execute judgment upon them. A couple weeks ago, we experienced one of those storms that blew through northwest Ohio, knocking down trees, breaking limbs, in some cases pulling the trees down on top of houses, making them look like they're made out of paper mache or balsa wood. But those things, by comparison, are like summer breezes when you consider what God is going to unleash upon those who have said He doesn't exist, who have tried to twist His laws so that they don't have a guilty conscience, who have denied that they've done anything wrong, or who have ruined the lives of other people by their brutality and their violence. St. Peter asks a disturbing question. If the righteous are scarcely saved, what's going to happen to the ungodly? If judgment begins with the household of God, where's it going to end? If God's people are brought to their new home only through His grace and through His mercy, what is going to happen to those who have said, "No thanks, I don't believe I need your help, I don't even believe you exist, or if you do, I think I can work out an advantageous deal for myself, thank you very much." But friends, comfort belongs to us. Like a loving mother, God feeds His people the milk of His word in hopes that we will grow in grace and grow in confidence of His promises. As a mother anticipates the joy her children are going to feel when they open that special Christmas or birthday gift, so God is looking forward to our expressions of delight and awe as we see the finished product. As St. Paul describes it, it's what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard. That's what God has prepared for those who love Him. One of the old candy bar companies described their product as indescribably delicious. And we could say the very same thing about Jerusalem the Golden. Amen.